Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's meditation is taken from the reading. It's 1 John chapter 5, the 5th verse. Who is it that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Thus far the text. There's some prominent thoughts in our text this morning, a few things to think about, and one of these is the idea of overcoming. What is this business of overcoming all about? If you think about it, if you think about life in a certain way, you may decide that the business of overcoming is the business of life. We're engaged in overcoming throughout the years that we spend on this earth. We need to overcome the impetuousness of youth. We need to overcome the frailty of old age. But more concretely, we need to overcome the hunger of our bodies, the lack of money in our savings accounts, and the things that impede us from living the lives that we'd like to lead. Our text talks about overcoming. It talks about overcoming the world. Now, what's that all about? Well, if you think about it, the things that we've been talking about, overcoming those things is overcoming the world. But as Christians, you and I think of more when we think about overcoming the world. We realize that overcoming the world involves overcoming sin. It involves overcoming death. It involves overcoming the devil. These things that impinge on our lives to the utmost. A Christian realizes that to really overcome the world, he must win the battle on these two fronts. To overcome the world on these two fronts is to be free from sin. You cannot be separated from God. Do not fear the grave, but to have eternal life. To overcome sin and death means perfection and salvation. Now, this idea that we have of overcoming has been appealing to many people throughout the centuries. They've tried to overcome the world by sacrificing to God, by living good lives, by doing all sorts of things. And yet they find out that they don't overcome, but they are overcome. And when they find that out, that they're overcome by guilt and sin and death, they despair. And oftentimes, they believe that really these enemies aren't that important, that really these things don't make much difference, and maybe they're not really enemies at all. But for the Christian, the picture is different. You and I as Christians not only see the hope of overcoming these enemies, but are assured of the victory that's ours as Christians. Sin, death, and the grave have been overcome. And the assurance of that victory is ours. You overcome the world, not through your own reason or through your own strength, but through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. God knew that you and I were victims of the enemy, that we were captured, and that we were even cooperating with him. But he sent his Son, Jesus, to be our champion, to fight that battle for us, that he might stand in our stead. The fury of that battle took Jesus' life, just as your life and mine would be forfeit and were forfeit to the grave. But in that battle, the devil didn't win. The grave didn't win. Sin didn't win. But Jesus won. He proved that victory on that first Easter morn at his resurrection. And you and I participate in that death and resurrection, in that victory over the devil, in that victory over sin, in that victory over death, in our baptism. We participate in Christ's death and resurrection. Now, for Christian people, that victory isn't something that we hope for, that maybe is and maybe isn't, but it's an accomplished fact. It really is ours. Nothing can take that victory away from us. Sin no longer has any hold over us, but we wear the white robe that Jesus presents to us. From that time on, from our baptism, through faith, by the grace of God, we become overcomers of the world. We don't go down to defeat anymore. Oh yes, the world still threatens us, but the victory is already ours. Death has no more power over us because eternal life has already begun in us. The cares of this world no longer have any hold over us. Threats by the world to take our money, to take our food, to take our wife, to take our child, no longer can harm us. They can't take the victory of the battle away from Jesus, and they can't take the victory of the battle away from us. And so we can shout with words of joy, the same words that Paul used in his epistle to the Romans when he says that he is sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.